Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The Zoom meeting, and we're all noticing that Chris's room, the background, looks fake. David, explain it.
So when Chris got on the Zoom call, his video was on, and he has the blur filter for the background, right? And it just looked like a fake picture that you would put up as your background.
I want it to look like I'm in a bedroom. Here's a bedroom. I found it online. But it's not dirty. It's not cluttered. It was just, it looks like that set up IKEA one or something like that, complete with drum set. Chris, we're not making fun of you. It's much nicer than my background is a bunch of pins and a flag that says Hysteria 51. No one wants to look at that.
Oh, I live in a cartoon world. So it totally makes sense. It's totally, totally perfect.
You're the Actually, new Madonna. Funny.
I and I am living in a cartoon because I am a man child. I'm living. Yeah. No, it's funny. This. Oh my god, dude! What a week! What a month! How long has it been since we did this?
Well, David and I, 2 weeks. You, 16-17 months.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Or just 16, the year 1617.
I'm knocking my microphone now. I'm so unprepared. Man, what a time to be alive.
What's been up? What's been going on? You've been busy.
What's up?
Oh my god, I've been so busy. Been doing all kinds of stuff, getting into fights with UFO people, and then doing SkyHub stuff, and then doing some Galileo Project stuff, although like minimal, and then doing podcast stuff, just living my best life.
You get into fights with UFO people because they'll say something and you in non-meme form send the K, you wrong, though.
I really do. I really do. It's really my own fault, honestly. It's something that, like, you know, I act like I'm not the one that chooses violence, but I choose violence every day.
There's been a lot of people talking about Travis Walton recently, and you've been stoking those fires a little bit because people are coming out saying that, you know, of course, all this new information's come out that it's all a lie, and people, then the other side of the camp is, leave Britney alone!
Oh my god, dude. People act like the minute you say, and actually some people in the UFO community have used this as a shield, that the minute you say, I'm an experiencer, or I've been abducted, or I saw something, or whatever, that you're completely free from people ever calling you out on your shit ever again.
Right.
You know, it's like coming, you know, it's coming out and being like, you know, oh no, I was abducted though, so everything I say and think is true now because the aliens have told me it. And it's like, that's not how that works.
Well,
I have a black friend.
You don't know that for sure. What'd you say?
I said, I have a black friend. It's okay.
You're right. You know who I like, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with this guy, a skeptical believer, a guy that does, and I'm not saying that I agree with everything he says, but I think he does a lot of due diligence, Scott Brown. I don't know if you're familiar with him. Chris, are you familiar
with Scott. Him? I do like Scott. I do know Scott, yeah. I like
I don't agree with everything he says and does, but he does put a lot of work into debunking, or at least saying, I can't debunk this. And he puts all that information out with tons of information for his thinking, and people go, you fucking hack. or whatever. So,
dude, people get so annoyed. People suck. It's just the answer. People suck.
Ooh, hot take.
Hot take, people suck.
I've never heard that before. I'm going to use it.
I got the new studio. I moved our studio to Hinsdale. It's in a like a brick and mortar actual facility now, for fourth hand. So I recorded there a few times. I did the first time, opened up to the public for the first time last night. So been kind of fun, man. I didn't get out of there until like 11 o'clock at night, because that's what you do when you know, people have to record at night. But that's okay. Make daddy that cheddar.
Is there a booth that you can be in, or do you have to be like in the same room if someone is
I'm in the same room, because it's a lot more money to have two rooms or whatever. Everything I have is silent. I'm not running, even like if I have to click stuff, I have a silent mouse. I'm clicking my mouse right now. And you can't hear it.
You're a liar.
I'm not in that studio right now. I'm actually at my house, but I have the same mouse and keyboard set up. So yeah, I am in there. And if you record with me, I will sit in as the audio engineer. If you don't want me in there, which does happen sometimes, that is fine as well. But for the most part, I'm in there. I did look for one where I could be on the other side of a glass partition, but it is cost prohibitive at this time in my studio life.
Sure. I was going to say, though, Flora, we've both been in a room with, you know, we've both been in a room with you, and we understand how uncomfortable that is. So
sure.
Yeah. Probably, would you mind?
It's probably might be worth it at some point.
Did you clean everything with fire?
you can rent the studio space, and there's going to be a Brent creeping in the corner.
Listen, you rent the studio, or I come to your place. That's how this works.
Sometimes both, free of charge.
Hey, who knew? So yeah, it's been fun though, and it's all set up, and it looks almost even looks professional. You know, we got all those nice, awesome choices. We got Shure SM7B mics, and we got MXL, we say we, it's just me, MXL 990s, and I've got Audio Technicas to choose from, and everything's going through a Rodecaster, which everyone loves, and we've had a ton of issues. Twice now I've had issues with my Rodecaster. We've had one since the day they came out, like the first week, and then we have another one. And twice now we've had issues to where I send it to them, and they go, yeah, all right. So they asked me to videotape it. I videotaped the issue, and then they go, huh. And then I'm down to they're out of Australia. I'm like on with the guy in Australia, and he's like, I'll be damned, that really is happening. We're going to have to work on that. I'm like, can it be that I'm the idiot just not doing it right and not like, for whatever weird way I use their stuff, I find the bugs?
Obviously, you know? That's what they were assuming.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Can you send us a picture? Can you send us a video to verify that it's not just a tampered with picture?
You always assume that it's the user error, right? Sure. I mean, but that's crazy though, man. That's super interesting. I have not had any problems with mine. So
the issue that not right now. So the original one was a driver issue that we actually took the computer in it to podcast movement a couple years ago, and they fixed it. The one we're having now is some MP3s, especially the ones that you get from when people saw on Hysteria 51. If you call and leave a voicemail, we play them. If you play it straight from, you download the MP3 from Google Voice, put it in the machine, it messes up. Like, it'll play it, and then it starts playing over, and say it's like a 20-second voicemail, it might be a minute and a half of flubs.
Huh.
And then if you change, like, take it out and throw it into Audacity or to Adobe or something and change the format, there's a 50-50 chance it's going to work or not. Huh. But they work in everything else. They work on, if you play them in any other MP3 player in the world, they work.
You know what's funny? I actually did have that happen, but I assumed I was recording something for work, for like my day job, my actual job. And I used my mic because I was like, well, I want this to sound really good. I want it to be professional, whatever. So I'll just do it that way. And what started happening was when I was trying to play it, like you're saying, when I try to play it over another piece of audio, it just was garbled and like crazy sounds and whatever. And so it was like, it would play correctly the first couple of seconds, and then it would like die.
Yeah.
I assumed it was something like I was the rate that I was recording at or playing back at or whatever was off kilter, like a little bit. Like, I honestly didn't know.
Yeah,
this I am just like saying.
Yeah, this is what I'm attaching it to the pads because they have like the pads to hit them and stuff. Anyway, the tech time hour with the three of us. But
yeah,
it's interesting, folks. When you're doing a podcast, David, we've talked about this. You'll do your show for months and months and months, and then you turn your stuff on one day, and it goes, "I don't remember anything." And who are you?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I just do not want to work today. I've had it. I'm done with your tyranny.
No, I'm not in the mood to record.
I've been having this weird issue where I only noticed this on the when I'm editing, but when I'll record a track, there'll be a half a second when I'm talking in a sentence that the audio goes like it squeezes. It's like squeezed and put through a nozzle, and then all of a sudden it pops out the other side.
Really?
So weird.
So let me, I'll try to replicate it here in real time. It's like, once upon a midnight, pondered weak and weary. You know, like.
Are you running it could be that you have a limiter gate that's cutting on and off too hard, or you have a deep breath app that is picking up your voice and thinking it's breath, so it's cutting. But I would go with I don't know.
It could be the gate just, I'm using the board I'm using. Here's the thing, too. Here's the weirdest thing. It's happened over two audio interfaces and two different mics.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really weird.
So I'm wondering where that's coming in. Maybe now, you know, all signs are pointing to the editing software, maybe, or the recording itself.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you edit? What do you edit with?
I use Audition. And
I use Audition. Make sure that you don't have any. I would try one where you don't have any plugins running, you know, when you edit.
Oh, nothing runs when I record. I do everything afterwards. That's why I'm thinking maybe it's in the when I'm mastering it. Maybe I'm.
That's
doing
what I mean.
Weird.
That's what I mean.
But when it's you run just it, little. Yeah. It's weird because it's just little half ticks like that. And then it'll, and so, yeah, I got a new mic, I got a new board. It still happens. It's weird.
I'm $13,000 later, and it's still happening, doctor. It's still happening.
Podcasting.
So off of the podcast train and into the podcast, hey, you guys ready?
Sure.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Awesome. Well, so I'm bringing a story from Live Science this week. And this one, speaking of what we were speaking of earlier, going to ruffle some feathers in the UFO community, but it's just a scientific approach. Alien abduction stories may come from lucid dreaming, study hints. And that is something that we've talked about on Hysteria 51, I know, a couple times, including on sleep paralysis and things like that. But people have described bizarre extraterrestrial encounters that take place in dreamlike state. That's like the tagline. And claims of such abductions date to the 19th century. The circumstances of the kidnapping often sound dreamlike and triggered feelings of terror and paralysis. Certain dream states are also known to produce such feelings, like Russian researchers to wonder, which led Russian researchers to wonder if dream experiments could provide clues about alleged ET experiences. The scientists prompted lucid dreaming or dreamers to dream about encounters with aliens or unidentified flying objects and found that a number of sleepers reported dreams that resembled actual descriptions of alleged abductions. Now, I think the takeaway of this needs to be, more importantly, the Russians have figured out how to make us dream and think it's real. Not so much that they've figured out that this is happening, but they've figured out a way to make us lucid dream about what they want us to dream about. That's kind of the scary part of the takeaway. Said they analyzed five decades of sleep research in a 2016 study, the Journal of Consciousness and Cognition, and they said during lucid dreams, sleepers are aware they are dreaming and can then use the awareness to manipulate what happens in their dreams. About 55% of people experience lucid dreaming once or more in their lifetimes, and 23% have lucid dreams at least once a month. I'm jealous of that.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming. What'd you say, Chris?
I said, do not, dude. It can suck.
Oh, you do it?
I have had. So I talk about this on my show a lot. Well, a lot. I've talked about this on my show in the past.
Now, Chris, real quick, before you keep going, I'm talking lucid dreaming, not loose stool. I know that we're.
Yes. No. That's okay. A different, exciting world of problems for me and my family. No, so when I, like, I've talked about it before on my show and on interviews and stuff. When I was a kid, I still have very, very vivid dreams and nightmares and whatever. Like, I remember, I'd say I'd remember at least for a week, probably like 90% of my dreams. And then some of them like recur and just kind of stuck with me my entire life and whatever. And some of them, when I was younger, it happened a lot more frequently. I'd say like maybe once a week, mm-hmm. I would lucid dream. Now as an adult, it happens maybe once a month.
Wow.
And it can be really interesting. It sort of varies. Like there's different levels to it. It's never usually like it for me at least, it's never usually like you're in the dream and you're like, oh, I'm lucid dreaming. And then you make stuff happen. Right. It's like you realize that the stuff that you're like willing or thinking about starts happening in the dream.
So that's,
and so it's like, yeah. It's almost like a stumble. Like you're like, so the most recent one was like, I was dreaming that I was in a hotel, like a big hotel casino. And, I was like walking down a hallway and then suddenly I was outside. And so in the dream, I was like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Like, how did I get outside? And then it was like, oh shit, I'm dreaming. And usually like that, oh shit, usually leads to you like waking up, but sometimes it doesn't.
Like the drop or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So in this one, it's interesting. They did this study with people that said they were lucid dreamers and they suggested to them to dream about aliens or UFOs. And that's where it came from. And, like a lot of them had it, you know, a large percentage, it says. And on top of that, 24%, they said, of the people who experienced lucid dreamings that were dreaming of these aliens and UFOs because of the suggestion also experienced sleep paralysis and intense fear. Mm. That's, you know, the mind. And I've said this before too. Think about when you look to your left real quick or something, you're driving, you're like, was that a rhinoceros? Nope, it's a truck. You know, your mind just fills in the blanks with some random crap. And you're like, how does that do it? The mind is weird, and I don't know if we'll ever fully understand it, but I think that, and I'm not taking away from other people's experiences. I'm just saying that we need to exhaust all avenues before we tick the box of yes, something could have been an experience. So Life Science is doing that research, and the Russians, of course. So that's awesome.
Can you guys make yourselves dream about something?
No.
So you can't, like before you're going to sleep, like imagine a scenario and then suddenly you'll be asleep. Like that's how I used to fall asleep.
Well, my falling asleep is like, please go to bed. Please fall asleep. Oh God, another hour went by. Please go to bed. That's kind of how I spend my evenings. So
so basically Lisa needs to like take you for a walk before bed.
I have had dreams about not being able to sleep, and that is a terrible night's sleep.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh, that's super interesting.
Yeah,
all my lucid dreams have really weird rules in them. Like when I try to fly, you know, if I realize I can fly or something, it's got this weird rule where I have to like get momentum and like jump in the air like I'm double jumping.
Dude, same.
Yeah.
And even then it's like molasses, like it's trying to bring me back down or something.
I've had that same dream too, and I'm like having to hold my breath to be able to stay aloft and things like that, or I'm barely floating, but in my mind I know like I'm supposed to be flying, like this isn't right.
Yeah.
So the one that's really consistent for me, and it's the one that I think is probably the closest to like a, maybe not sleep paralysis, but like something like it, is a dream where it doesn't matter what the thing is, but there's like the eye of Sauron somewhere. So it's either like an actual eye, or it's like a alien ship, or it's like whatever. But so the terror is that like once the eye sees you, it's like now something bad's going to happen. And so then the rest of the dream is spent like trying to run away from that thing that's going to happen. That's usually kind of one of the more nightmare-y scenario ones. But for flying, it's like in mine, it's like I need to be running really fast, and then I'll jump, and it's like you do like in Super Mario 64, we have the triple jump.
Woohoo!
At the end of my triple jump, I'm like, it's almost, I guess, like having the wing cap really more than anything. God, I'm fucking lame, man. Even my dreams are like about video games from the 1990s.
Is that the worst thing to be dreaming about? I'm okay with that. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's not the worst thing.
Call me crazy, boys. Maybe we have some insecurities here.
A lot of mine are about being naked. No.
Are you all in loafers as well? Is that in yours? Is that just me?
No, sir.
Where are the pennies in your loafers? Damn it!
God.
Nightmare.
Well, Chris, so since you're the one who can manifest things, manifest us a story.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation, too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I have two of them this week, and one of them I think might be too dark, so I'm going to leave that one for later. The first one is, so this guy is doing research with the NOAA, And so his
that's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's on the ship, the Okeanos Explorer. And so he's actually an associate at the National Museum of Natural History. And so his expertise is starfish. And so
timely with the Suicide Squad coming out. All right.
Oh yeah. Just
yeah. Right. Very, right. Very, very, very apropos. But so they were, this the researcher's name is Christopher Ma. So he's on the ship, and basically the study that they're kind of doing is they're like, they have a camera under the ship and they're looking at, different kind of sea life. And so there was a bright yellow sea sponge and a pink starfish hanging out next to each other.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It looks just like SpongeBob and Patrick. It's so hilarious. And so he tweeted out, he was like, I normally avoid these types of references, but oh my God, real life SpongeBob and Patrick. It's super
real.
Funny.
It's all real. And a squirrel was floating dead next to them.
Those yeah, well, you know, what's so funny actually is what's really funny is they say that the reason probably that the starfish was next to the sea sponge is that the it's gonna eat the sponge. So it's probably not super duper good. But the idea actually, like the actual science idea behind this is they are trying to look at the deep water areas off the eastern US coast. So they have kind of cameras down there to take a look, and the reason is because, you know, there's we have very little really knowledge of what happens deep under the ocean, so or deep in the ocean, I should say, not under the ocean. So that's my story this week.
That sponge was huge too.
Yeah, dude. It like if you think about how big the how big the starfish is, probably yeah, it's pretty big. It's a pretty big old sponge there, but yeah, it's super fun.
Oh my God. So yeah, I just looked it up. It is gigantic. Wow.
Yeah, dude, it's really interesting. And it's so like, it's very, very brightly colored. So they're kind of like, you know, maybe the sponge is using some kind of chemical defenses or something, or, you know, it knows that this starfish is there to be like, I'm gonna eat you, you know? So it's like, oh no, you won't. So it's a very, I don't know. Nature's weird.
So it's not that color right. Normally?
I guess not. It's not normally that sort of color, I guess, is what they were saying. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of a very kind of fun, I don't know, it's a weird story.
It's life imitates art.
Yeah, and the thing is too, if you Google like SpongeBob Patrick real life, that's terrifying.
I literally is what I just Googled.
Dude, it's so scary. Yeah. So the genus that the sea star is in is called the sea star is called Chondraster, and then the sponge is Hertwigia. So, you know, there's all kinds of other type of, you know, colors that these things can be and everything, but the kind of bright yellow one, I guess, is a bit of a more, a rare one. They're usually sort of a whitish color. But yeah, it's very,
it's from the phyla Lufa.
Well, dude, yeah. I mean, that's what like, yeah, dude, I mean, you know, it's what's the word? That's kind of what they are, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, before we go too dark, why don't we get David's in?
Well, mine's dark enough for you because it's a black cat. Big cat spotted in Chester FC's Deva Stadium car park and appeared to be watching something. So this
What kind of big cat
Chester
are we talking?
Football Club. Well, okay, so it starts out with a photo, and of course, you know, they have to put a red circle on it so you can see what the hell they're talking about. But probably, I would say maybe 50 yards away is the end of a paved portion of it looks like a maintenance lot or something. But there's a dark loaf back there at the end. And they're saying this was a panther of some kind.
Man, basically. And they're ambush hunters. They are. So that's scary. And they go for smaller game, meaning children
is one of the things they always tell you to look out the worst or the most for in those situations. Yikes.
Yeah. So this was back at on July 20th. And this is Chester Football Club, the Davis Stadium. I guess it's outside there. But yeah, like if it were game time, then I would say that would be very concerning because you probably do have a lot of kids out running around. But this is early morning. Somebody spotted this thing, took a picture of it. It says it was first seen through the building site fencing before it slowly emerged and skulked behind the stand. And he says it was undoubtedly a cat because of its shape, color, and motion, and that it appeared to be watching something behind the stand. So, wow. Probably a talking mongoose or something. But, yeah, it's just after daylight. The dude said it was bigger than a dog or a fox. It was jet black like a puma. I don't know if I've ever seen a black puma before. But maybe.
Yeah. The thing about these animals when you see them, everyone always says they're jet black, but 99% of the time, that's just pigmentation from like the camera flash and stuff like that. You know, the actual jet, they've never had a, though they did say it's not impossible, they've never had a actual black mountain lion, you know, spotting. Yeah. Whereas you get those in leopards and other, in jaguars. Not so much.
Yeah.
You know, it's
so that's so much. And that's a good point because, you know, you always hear Black Panther, blah, 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 but it's actually just a very dark coloration of a jaguar or.
Yeah. When they go in close to them or if they get shaved, they have spots. You know, they're just so dark that the variation just blends into one another.
And like you said, the coloration is often like a very dark brown or dark gold color, you know, and just the darker it gets, the more obviously black, just straight up black it looks. But jaguars are from the Panthera family or genus, I guess I should say. And that's where you get the really dark ones. Now, pumas are something different as in terms of genus, I believe. I'm just trying to look up exactly what that is real quick because I don't know. They're throwing around a lot of terms, and I guess that's what you puma. Do when you see puma. Something.
Always throw around your puma whenever you can.
Throw your pumas.
I'm here to class this bitch up. I don't know if you guys know that or not.
I mean, the genus is puma, so cougars fall into this, I think. But yes, yeah,
I've tried to fall into a few cougars myself, but the other way around.
But this is in jolly old England.
This is one of those British ones. So you know, it was you know, smoking non-filtered cigarettes and drinking tea.
Take that! Britain.
This is what they do. God.
But it's drawing some parallels to the Beast of Baden Moor. Is that right? Do you guys are you
familiar there's with that one? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of like what's the word? There's
Blackhead, a whole like ABCs. Yeah,
I feel like when I was a kid, and maybe this is just because like we took a lot of vacations to Canada, but I feel like I had a whole bunch of like I feel like when I was a kid, I thought that seeing like giant like cougars or like black cats or whatever was like going to be a super common cryptid that I encountered as an adult, you know what I mean? Like I felt like those stories were all over the place. And there were just none. So yeah, but there's like a couple. Isn't that also like a lot? Because a lot of the times they get mixed up too with like the big dog stories too.
Right. Yeah. Well, the Beast of Bodmin Moor. I think that's one you're talking about. That was another one of these. You know, there's a huge animal on the loose. I think they actually did find some animals, and in some of these or others, you find out they really were. Back in the day, and it was because people had a menagerie and they released pets or they got out. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you got someone going, I saw a fucking bear. There's no bears around here. And then a bear comes wandering through town. You know, you're like, well, shit. That's scary. People just can't take care of stuff. That happens recently, even the last few years here in America. Some guy had like 30 exotic animal wild cats.
Tiger King or whatever the hell that guy's name was, right? Joe Exotic. Like, yeah, man, they, states like Florida or whatever, it's like super, the animal import laws, I guess, are pretty, I don't know, not stringent enough.
Because they're not treading on them.
Yeah, exactly. Don't tell me how to live, damn it.
If I want a marmot, I'm going to get me a marmot.
Marmots here.
Yeah.
They're fat little things.
Yeah. That's right. I don't know why my mind went to that, not like, you so know, a cute. Cougar.
I was going to say, it sounds like we'd much rather have a marmot in the office than a cougar.
If I want a skink, I'm going to have a skink.
That's right.
No one's going to tell me what I can and can't have.
This guy says, I was tempted to run across the car park and see if I could spot it again, but it's probably for the best. I just walked home as it was massive enough. Although I guess it wouldn't have let me get closer anyway, unless I accidentally cornered it, but fuck that, it was massive.
Did he get a better look? No, I'm not fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. But man, people are making fun of it because it's the Cheshire Cat, so...
There's been a video going around, and I shared it on Hysteria Nation. These guys were in Alaska, and their seaplane captain's like, hey, big boy. He's like, don't move. Hey, big boy. And they look, and a grizzly or a Kodiak or whatever is just walking, literally walks like 2 feet in front of them, stops, turns around, and he keeps talking to it, which they say to do, like, keep talking, and it, you know, it kind of scares him away, and just strolls back the other way. Like, you know, if me, when I walk into the kitchen and forget what I was going to do, never mind, you walk back out and do the other way, I would have shit my pants immediately.
That's a super thousand apt pounds of analogy, them. Though. Walking into the kitchen and then just walking, turn around.
Well, it's like your
people standing there.
Yeah, I was going to eat you. Literally, just 1,000 pounds of animals just standing there. You're walking by. You know, their shoulders are like, you know, 4.5-5 feet tall. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. He probably would have saw me and thought I was another bear because I'm so fucking big. Like, oh God, trying to establish dominance.
That's right. He'll piss you off by your appearance. Piss him off.
All right, hit us with some sadness, Chris.
Oh God, have you guys heard of Chris Chan?
Of what?
Christian?
Chris Chan.
No,
I don't know.
All right. So Chris Chan was back in like the early days of like 4chan and Something Awful and these like other websites like E-Bombs World and all those places. There was a real before YouTube stars were a thing, the people famous on the internet were basically people that were being bullied by the internet.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I'm thinking like of this is a guy, not like 4chan.
No. This is Christian Weston Chandler.
Yeah. The old YouTube guy, right?
Yeah, way early YouTube, like he now currently goes by Christine, but they essentially started off as this, like, they have high functioning autism and started posting videos on YouTube and like other places about their combination character of Sonic and Pikachu. That they called Sonichu. Yeah. And so it started off as this kind of like weird, like back and forth where the internet found this guy's videos and people were sort of like making fun of him, but I'll also kind of like, exactly, like kind of trying to make him famous or whatever. And they were really liking all the fame and attention it was getting and everything else. And then like at points though, it would get super duper dark, right? Because mixed in with all of the like weird, like, Sonic Pikachu crap or whatever, this person was like obsessed with banging. like way obsessed with like banging and getting a girlfriend and whatever.
Along with being obsessed with Sonic and Pikachu and doing
a little bit, right? Well, so the reason, like part one of the reasons why there is like this link in the public imagination between like being super into Sonic and being like a tremendous pervert is because of this person. You know? And so but so this last week, so they became kind of infamous on the internet for what they called their love quest, which was the attempt by Christian Weston Chandler, now Christine Weston Chandler, to find what they called an 18 to 26 year old, and the age kept getting longer, you know, older and older, boyfriend free girl. And so they would like go to the mall and like put up a sign that was like, I want a boyfriend free girl and whatever. And the parents, you know, their parents were like living in the fantasy land with them. It was just like really super duper dark. And this week it's taken on an even more dark thing.
Well, that's scary to think about, that it's taken a turn. Dude, and now it's taken a turn for the worse.
Well, so his I shouldn't parents, be making
jokes because I don't know what's going on.
At the time, their parents, and there's been some real discussion about like whether or not Christine is actually trans, or if this was like another part of the, like, it's very, very dark and very
part of the show, or the
yes, you know, part of like the whole show,
but yeah, I know what you mean.
Like part of the thing, part of the mythology now. And so, and obviously normally you would never question that, right? But it's just, this is sort of like, it reminds me almost of in Silence of the Lambs with, you know, in Silence of the Lambs, there's a point in the book, and I think he says in the movie too, where they ask, you know, Hannibal Lecter, like, is Buffalo Bill a transvestite or trans or whatever? Does he think he's a woman? And Hannibal Lecter says, Billy has thought he's a lot of things, but yeah, he's not. He's just a monster, you know? And that's kind of, frankly, true of Christian, I think. But so, this week, and boys, if this is too dark, we can cut this part out of the episode. This week, Chris Chan was arrested for having sex with his dementia-riddled mother.
Oh my God. Yeah. Holy fuck. So she's, yeah, she's out of it, you know, mentally. I don't mean out of it, you know, but not aware of her surroundings, and he's taking
it. Well, so, dude, it started off with, like, dementia's this is
terrible enough as it is.
It started off very early on with like, this is a weirdo. You know, every community has weirdos like this. They live in their own fantasy world. Their parents are weird. Their whole family is weird. Like, it's just, you know, the family situation is abusive and strange and whatever. And like, just kind of a normal, like, it sounds terrible, but like an everyday kind of darkness, right? Of like,
yeah, a family situation. You're trying to make good. We're going to deal with you.
Yeah. And, you know. Yeah, like a family falling through the social safety net. It has now come to the point, like, I guess for a while, Christine was saying that she was a goddess of this dimension who would create a dimensional merge with the creations of her mind or something. And like, she got arrested a little while ago for macing a GameStop employee because she was mad that they made Sonic's arms blue in a new video game or something. Like, wow. It just keeps getting crazier and crazier, and because now they
GameStop
are...
GameStop employee did that.
Yeah, right, because the guy...
Truthfully, GameStop employee was going to give him 37 cents for that copy of that game, and that's the
actual then they maced them. But so now, though, today, like, so Christine is in jail. She was arraigned yesterday. She's in jail. And today it's come out now that it looks like there were trolls on the internet. Like, again, throughout this person's life, they've made bad decisions, but a lot of them have been pushed by people on the internet being like, you should do this crazy thing.
Those people, you know, are going to jail. In this society,
those people should,
for a good reason, people, they will be under some
those
sort.
People those people need to fucking go to jail.
Yes.
It turned so now, like, chat logs are being released that seem to show that it was these like psychopaths on his like website telling him to do all this terrible shit.
Wow.
It's fucked.
That sounds like the, there was I don't know if this is real or not, but I've heard there was a girl that like convinced her boyfriend to commit suicide or something.
That is real. It happened here in Massachusetts.
Oh, but like, is she facing charges or anything? Like,
dude, I think she's yes. like, I think she might have been, I think she might have been charged with murder.
Yes. Yeah. Or manslaughter or whatever, however it worked out to be. Yes.
Something to, yeah.
There's been a couple times now that people have been actually convicted of things now.
Yeah.
But dude, and as well they should be.
Yeah, there's culpability in that, and it's a real thing. Like, yeah.
Well, so the reason I wanted to even talk about it on this is just because, like, it's really, first off, besides just being kind of like a shocking story that's come out and everything else, but it also sort of, like you guys are pointing out, it's almost like we hear on a lot of other podcasts and stuff this question about, like, well, why, or are there, why haven't we found any serial killers? You know what I mean? In the last like 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And I honestly think the reason is because they are not hiding. They are just on Twitter. Hmm. Like, they're just on YouTube.
They have a different outlet. You mean like,
yeah, like exactly.
They
can
be as mean or fulfill these crazy, go fucking kill yourself, you worthless piece. Look at, I mean, not the same thing, but look at, not that far off. Look at the stuff with Christy Teigen telling all these people to kill themselves, commit suicide. You're worthless. You should die.
She was doing that?
Oh, my God, to tons of people. That Courtney Stodden and this one guy who was a designer. And literally, she said, there's going to be a lot more of these that come out of the closet before it's done and over with. Because I was a very bad person for a very long time. And these people showed the screenshots where she told them, you should, kill yourself. Suicide is you'd be doing the world service if you just killed yourself.
Dude, it's such a dark, like, it's such a strange and scary part of the internet. And honestly, as somebody who, like, looking back at myself as like a kid in high school and everything else, and even like some, you know, people like I knew and friends I had and whatever, like, I just thank God every day that the stupid bullshit my friends and I did is not on the internet, on the internet. Right. And if it was on the internet, we were smart enough to fucking hide. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to me to think
the rest of my life, I'm going to be trying to uncover whatever Chris did on the internet.
Dude, well, but that's the thing though. It's not, it's like, you know, like my friends and I, we made a Gundam Wing fan site on Angel Fire, and we had like we basically played D&D, but it was with Gundam Wing.
Okay.
You know, so nothing like, obviously we weren't like, I wasn't drawing Sonic and Pikachu banging or whatever.
It was Gundam incest based, but I mean, other than that.
But like, you know, this, so Chris Chan, I honestly think it's going to, like, this is our centuries Ed Gein, you know, like this is sort of like.
Think what's going to come out when they dip into his hard drives and look into the stuff he was doing, probably.
Dude, that's the thing, though. There's, like, shit on the internet of, like, oh, my God, dude. Like, it's so, it's all, it's terrible.
Well, talking about
it's
this crazy shit, like, the disgusting thing is a guy I went to school with, I'm sorry, a guy I worked with, maybe I shouldn't say his name, but I don't give a shit. His name's Bob Tobin. He was on the radio. I worked at a different company with him, but he was also a radio personality for a very long time in Illinois. Is now in prison for child pornography. And he was just the nicest, you know, he was an older guy and just was super polite and nice. And the one time I would say, like, I didn't see that coming. Usually you hear that all the time. Oh, they were the nicest guy. Well, I guess he was like the guy distributing the porn. So yeah.
Yeah. They're out fucked there. Up, man. Every single community in America has people like this. It's fucking terrifying. Flora's sitting over there like, what, where do these guys live? Jesus Christ.
No, I believe it, man. Like, I'm surprised it didn't come out more often, to be honest.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, man. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's especially the people who are especially vocal about it and you know, bash others and the QAnon idiots and stuff like that. Like,
this week on Mad Blurry Hysteria,
audio issues and incest. Hey!
I know, I'm pedophilia, sorry.
And then I'm after sorry, the break, I made this more pedophilia.
Sorry. No, man, that's the, you know, we talk about the weird shit on the world wide web and everywhere, and that's pretty weird, and it's just a part of reality, sadly enough, that people need to be aware of. Really, they need to be aware of, especially when it comes to stuff like that, like we're saying with taking advantage of people online. Tell your kids.
Dude, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, the answer to this is like, watch your fucking kids online, because it is a small, I mean, there's a big difference between, say, like, you know, getting famous on TikTok and like ending up as Chris Chan in a fucking jail cell.
Right. It's going to get a lot of worse, like, before it gets better, too.
Exactly. But like, you know, like, humans are not, we are not built for the internet, dude.
The eventual heat death of the universe, David.
Sure.
Oh, God. Anyways, I'm going to go move into a cabin in the woods.
All right. Well, this has been our thoughts on, well, my thoughts on silliness, David's thoughts on silliness, and Chris telling us all about incest.
Don't forget the pedophiles.
I know. All right, so we will see you guys next time after our showers on Mad Blurry Hysteria.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.